Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. The healthcare industry, as we know, is rapidly evolving. It's been the topic now for the past several years with the Affordable Care Act and all the implications that that ushered in. And as we know, it's subject to political change. It's difficult to predict exactly how the cost of insurance and medical care will change, but affording premiums, being able to pay your premiums and to pay for both routine and unexpected medical expenses will always have a personal impact on the finances of everyday Americans. The research of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies continues to show that that is the number one concern of people accessing health care, whether it's through the Affordable Care Act or through their employer. Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, is back with us to share some insights. Hector, where should people start when they begin to sort out their options as we know them today? And I'm going to make that qualification because we don't know how this is all going to develop over time. But as they make their options, make their selections during the open enrollment period.
The most important thing is to do your research and do the math. When you're making health insurance enrollment choices, research potential cost increases for your current health coverage, not just the premium. Most people just see that sticker price of the premium and forget about all the back costs that are involved with health insurance. You may need to shop for a better overall deal while considering your copays, deductible, co-insurance, which is the portion you pay after the deductible is covered, and out-of-pocket maximum. These are all costs above and beyond the premium, so you need to incorporate that into your thinking of how much you're paying out.
So how big is the disparity among providers in the area of cost? You would think that there's greater competition, and consequently, the margins are narrower.
It can be significant, even within policies that are sold by the same insurer. So you'll often have the high end, the medium, and the low. And depending on how much you need to access healthcare, it will impact how much you're paying. And so that is where insurance companies really play around, is how much they ask you to pay outside of the premium.
Exactly. So that's where I wanted to head next. I noticed in your survey that only 27% of Americans are actually saving for healthcare expenses, meaning the policies that they have cover only a certain portion of their healthcare needs, and they've got to supplement the rest. And so if you're not saving, how are they covering this?
56% of Americans said that healthcare costs are a very or somewhat significant source of stress, nearly tied with housing costs, which is, a tremendous cost for every American. And one in five respondents said they are not able to afford routine healthcare expenses.
Even with having signed up with the Affordable Care Act?
Or their employer plan or wherever they're getting their coverage. 19% say they can't afford routine healthcare expenses. So, and they're not saving, which means that they are buffeted by individual events, right? A medical condition, having to go to the hospital, et cetera. They are buffeted by these events, and that's where their personal finances can be devastated. Good financial advice is to always have a rainy day fund for, whatever it is, your car breaking down or repairs on your house, or in this case, healthcare.
Well, thanks, Hector, and it's a topic we'll revisit often in the coming months and as we gain greater clarity about what the future of healthcare in America looks like. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.